This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Okay, I got 1 hour here left with you. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. I hope you enjoy yourself, too. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. As I told you, as I told a few of our callers in the last segments, in the last hour, you don't have to sit in your car to listen. If you're driving home and you don't want to miss anything, open up the phone, download the freeradio.com app. You can literally press pause. You can park your car. You can go in your damn house. You can go in your apartment. And then when you get inside, you can hit play. You won't miss anything. You can hit rewind. You won't miss anything. Shout outs to everybody listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. But don't feel obligated. Don't feel like you have to be stuck in the car to listen. Radio.com app, you can take it anywhere. A big shout out to everybody listening at work, even if, you know, you have sirens going off like our caller last hour. A big shout out to everybody at home. I hope if you're home, you don't have sirens going off at work. And we're going to keep this rolling for the last hour. You know, quarterbacks have definitely been a topic of conversation. Your Dak Prescott's, your Lamar Jackson's, your Russell Wilson's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so later on this week, there's so many things that we didn't get a chance to get to today. I won't be able to squeeze it into 1 hour. You know, tomorrow night will definitely be another top six list. You don't want to miss it. You can see what it is. Tune in tomorrow. Figure it out. We'll also talk about the NFC West. We'll get to that this week. Shaquille O'Neal had some interesting comments. We're getting ready to pull up on NBA, not even All-Star Weekend, but the NBA All-Star Game, the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest, all of that will take place on Sunday. We will eventually talk about the New England Patriots and how Bill Belichick, he's on like a full, exploration mission to find a quarterback. So a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss later on this week as we move to the middle of the week. Now, last hour, we spent a lot of time on Lamar Jackson, how Lamar is someone who is unique physically, has amazing talent, and has taken that to a winning organization. He has helped the Baltimore Ravens just continue their run as being one of the more stable organizations, I'd say, since inception. Okay, and I'm talking about since they pretty much were stolen. Ended up in Baltimore. I'm sorry, but that's just the name of the game. We saw what happened with the Browns, and then the Browns came back into existence, et cetera, whatever the case may be. But Lamar Jackson is an amazing talent, and there are legitimate parallels between Lamar Jackson and another freakish talent. This man actually plays in the NBA, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo, because he is similar. I would really say that Giannis and Lamar Jackson, their similarities in, hey, here's an MVP. in the NBA, Giannis, two-time NBA MVP. We know what they can do in the regular season. We know what happens with their teams, but have they hit that ceiling already? Has Giannis hit his ceiling? Has Lamar Jackson hit his ceiling? I think the answer is no in regards to Lamar. I'm not so sure on Giannis. Giannis just turned 26 years old, two-time NBA MVP. We know about his physical talents. We know what he can do with a basketball as a 6'11" point forward or point guard or whatever the hell you want to call him. He gets the ball. He takes, like, it seems like three steps. He extends those go-go gadget arms. He dunks the basketball or he kicks it out. And there you have it. There is the Milwaukee Bucks offense, just really utilizing the physical tools of Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's physical tools. I wouldn't necessarily say it's full-blown developed skill. And there might be a similarity there with Lamar Jackson. And it's not to say these two men are not skilled. Obviously, they are. But there still needs to be a little bit more refinement. You know, Giannis is not someone keen to shoot. You know, he still ain't popping more than 30% of his three-pointers. It's like the majority of your game is built off of your physicality, built off your physical skill set and tools. Well, tonight, the Bucks, they went into Denver playing the Nuggets on a five-game winning streak. They lost. But before that, they were on fire. Giannis has been on fire. Heading into tonight, 33 points and 14 rebounds in his last 10 games on the season. Giannis, again, what else is new? 30 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. Giannis, this is him on Sunday after they beat the Clippers. This is what he had to say about the key to knocking them off, and they're supposed to be one of the best teams in the league.
At the end of the day, this game was a stops game. You know, we were able to just to make it as tough as possible for Kawhi and Paul George going down the stretch, because before that, Kawhi was about to get going. Then we realized we got to switch everything and show bodies and be active, and that's what we did. We were able to get stops and just try to make it as tough as possible for them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, not only did Giannis win the NBA MVP last season, but, oh, yeah, speaking of stops, he was the defensive player of the year. I'm sorry I omitted that. Mike Budenholzer, his own coach on Sunday, this is what he had to say about Giannis and his play as of late.
He's just being aggressive. I think he's scoring on a lot of different levels. You know, he's getting to the free throw line a lot. You know, and I think he's also, you know, I think playing unselfishly, both, you know, as a passer, as a screener. He's making a lot of good things happen. So he's so good. You just want to continue to appreciate it, but push him to be even better.
He is. Giannis is damn good. What else will we get from Giannis? When we see a development of his shot, because the same way I can talk about the Baltimore Ravens and we know the offense, we know what's coming because we have a physical freak in a Lamar Jackson. I feel the same way sitting down watching the Milwaukee Bucks. I know exactly what's going to happen. Giannis tries to drive to the basket. If he faces resistance, if he can't spin, if he can't dunk, he's going to try to kick the ball out. And the players, the shooters, are just hanging out in the corners. They're hanging out on the wing, just waiting for the ball to arrive. Predictable, predictable, predictable. Middleton might knock it down. Holiday, when he's healthy, might knock it down. Or Giannis might throw the ball out of bounds. I know by the time we get to the playoffs and get to crunch time, somebody needs to generate a shot. Someone needs to generate offense when the lane is closed. Giannis has not proven to do that. Lamar Jackson and the team around him, they haven't been able to do that in the playoffs when it's a different game. When you're playing the best of the best and you can't just physically dominate or physically impose your will against lesser competition. And so Giannis, yeah, is he a two-time NBA MVP? Yeah, he is. I'd be real interested to see how his game, you know, how it continues as he gets older. The NBA is just like a game of ping pong right now, up and down and back and forth. So Giannis might be able to play like this into his 30s. You know, he may not have the same numbers at 30 points per game, but he most certainly will be able to grab rebounds. He'll still be able to operate and move the ball. But is he going to be the primary option? I don't know. This might be the best of Giannis. I think it might. Now, there's another player in the league who I think has a much bigger upside, and that's someone that people are fawning over right now, and that's Luka Doncic. Luka is absolutely ridiculous. Luka is not necessarily killing you with athleticism. Luka is killing you with smarts and skill. Luka is a master manipulator with the basketball in his hands. He has what you call an old man game. If he's healthy, he will be able to play like this for a long, long time. The Mavericks beat the shorthanded Nets this past Saturday, 115-98. Luka gave you 27 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. I mean, on the season, Luka Doncic is almost a 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists player. The Mavs are sitting right at about 500. And even James Harden, this is what he had to say after the game on what makes Luka Doncic special.
He plays at his own pace, and, you know, he never lets anyone speeds him up, and he gets what he wants, you know, and that's rare for a guy, you know, at a young age. I think he's, 21 years old, to be able to dictate the game and control the game like he does. So, obviously, we all know he has a very, very bright future, and the Mavs got a special one.
Oh, yeah, they do. So special that after the game, and this is ridiculous, this is the part, these are the things that make me go, oh, here we go, come on. We got to compare white player to white player. Of course we do. Luka Doncic, afterwards, ESPN, he was talking with Rachel Nichols after the game, and yes, there was a Larry Bird comparison. Listen up.
I mean, yeah, I looked at it. I saw a lot of films how he played, but you know, you can't compare me to Larry Bird. You know, the thing he's done is just way. More games to go, a long time, so you can't compare me to Larry Bird. And you know, I just want to keep hooping, having fun out there playing basketball.
Ah, man, you know what? And unfortunately, with Larry Bird, you know, I was a baby when Larry was playing. And in Larry's later years, when I was old enough to really watch and see what the hell was going on, Larry was already pretty much breaking down at that point in time. But I believe a lot of folks really underestimate who and what and how great Larry Bird was. It's easy to say, hey, white guy, great shooter. He was an underrated defender because of his smarts, because of his anticipation. This is someone who is an excellent rebounder. He was an amazing passer. And I'm sorry to even say Luka Doncic, and I understand what Luka is doing right now. He is pretty damn amazing. He ain't in no Larry Bird territory. I'm glad that he knows that. Luka Doncic certainly isn't even the shooter that Larry Bird was. Larry Bird was a bad, bad dude. Luka's not there. But one thing that Luka can do is improve his shooting. He can eventually develop more of a post-up game, and he can eventually be more of an abuser. Because for his smarts and his skills right now, he's a manipulator of the game. That's just the facts. And you know what? Speaking of Luka, man, he's the player of the week brought to you by Grainger. He's the one who got it done. And Monday, 130-124, their win over the Magic, Luka, he scored 33 points, 12 of 22 shooting, to go along with 10 rebounds and 9 assists. He turned 22 years old on Sunday. He's only the second player in league history to have 4,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists before turning 22. Who else is the other dude? LeBron James. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and free access to product specialists and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. You can call, you can click Grainger.com/safety, or you can just stop by. So when you look at Luka and what he does at 22 years old, when you look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, what he's done, two-time NBA MVP, just turned 26. As much as I talk to you about LeBron and his annihilation of the record books, if he can stay healthy over these next several years, the NBA is going to have a new face. When we pull up 5 years from now, LeBron, he'll probably be gone or just on his way out. Who knows? He might still be the face of the league, but there's going to be a new top dog. There are going to be multiple players who might take up the mantle. Is it Giannis? Is Giannis the future of the league, or has he reached his peak? Is it Luka Doncic? I think Luka can obviously continue to develop as a player. You think about a Zion Williamson. Is his game, which is mostly based on inside play, is he tailored to take the mantle? Like, who is the next big NBA star? Who's the future of the league? Is Joel Embiid, who's putting up 30 points and 11 rebounds, is he capable of doing it? Would you trust him? And can you rely on him? It's unlikely. I mean, there's just so many questions I have with how the NBA develops. And I think that Luka, yeah, and English isn't even his first language, but he's pretty much in a space right now of setting himself up to be the face of the league. I mean, damn it, LaMelo Ball right now is averaging 20 points and 6 assists per game. He's putting himself in LeBron James territory as one of the few men to even wake up and do that. And he joined Luka Doncic and LeBron by doing that. So we have a lot of young stars. We have a lot of young and emerging players. But to compare Luka to Larry Bird, oh, please, let's not do that. Not at all. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he deserves a lot of credit, but it seems that he might have hit his ceiling, that he's an excellent athlete. Who knows if he'll ever be a better shooter? And who knows if he'll ever diversify his game? So I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NBA has a lot of young players lighting it up right now. Luka Doncic playing out of his mind. Giannis Antetokounmpo is already a two-time NBA MVP. And then you have some emerging stars. Who do you think the future of the league is? If I have to choose between Giannis and Luka, man, I think Luka has so much more to do as a 22-year-old. And I think Giannis, I think we might have pretty much seen the best of him. What are your thoughts? 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to your calls when we return. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. I'm taking your phone calls right now. Luka Doncic lighting it up, almost 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo, almost 30 points and 13, 14 rebounds and 6 assists. These two guys they continue to light it up. You know, I think it's inevitable that at some point over the course of his career, you know, Luka Doncic is going to pick up an MVP award the same way that Giannis picked up two. Giannis at 26. Luka just turned 22 this past Sunday. And it's really a matter of, okay, who is the next face of the NBA? Who is the next flag bearer? And Luka, for what he's done for the 3 years that he's been playing, has been absolutely ridiculous. He is a giant point guard. He's improved his shot making. His game is not based off of just athleticism like a Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, one of the digs that James Harden had for Giannis, I believe it was last year, is, you know, not everybody could be just 7 foot tall and dunk. Some of us actually have to have skill. And it's like, damn, what a way to just rip Giannis to shreds. And there is a little bit of truth to what he says. It doesn't mean he's not skilled, but we know his game is based off of athleticism and skill. You can't fault him for what God gave him. He's working with what he got. That's what we all have to do in life. And so my question to you is, when you look at the NBA, you look at the young stars, whether it is a Giannis Antetokounmpo or a Joel Embiid or maybe even a Zion, I'm not ready to put him there yet, so much more to refine with his game, or even a Luka, who is now drawing comparisons to Larry Bird, which I just got to go, oh, my God. But I would say Luka has the biggest upside out of all of those players that I just mentioned. Do you believe that Luka has the brightest future of some of these young NBA stars? If not, who? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. Eli or Ellie. Ellie is calling from Kentucky. Ellie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'm so glad to get to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Ellie, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to mention somebody. I can remember it was probably a year or so ago, and I was listening to you, and you started talking about Ja Morant, and he went to college here where I live in Murray, Kentucky, and we loved him, and now he's doing great, and his team, and I just wondered what you thought about him, where you thought he might be going.
Well, I think Ja Morant is amazing, Ellie, and I just want to see what else he can do. His game from his first season last year up until now, I haven't seen that vast of an improvement. We see his athleticism. I want to see if he can move up his scoring average. I want to see if he could be more dominant more consistently. You know, there's some games where he will absolutely light it up and wow you, and there's some games where, you know, he can pretty much fall flat. And so I think the mark of a superstar is what can you do when everything isn't working? How do you still contribute? And I think, like most young players, consistency is the name of the game. So Ja Morant, yeah, he's a future all-star level talent. I think it's going to take him a few more years to go ahead and unlock that, Ellie.
Well, he's a nice person too, and I appreciate you backing him. And I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your listening to you in the evenings, and you really have taught me so much, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ellie. You call me up anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care, Ellie. Thank you so much for calling from Kentucky. Let's go out to Washington and talk to Don. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Which young player do you think is going to get the most attention heading on into the future?
I'm picking LaMelo Ball. Just because he looks so effortless on the court, like he's not even trying. I just feel like he has a lot of upside because he has a bright future. He's so young, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful thing. I know last night, and thank you, Don, for calling from Washington. I know last night actually trending on Twitter was James Wiseman, and it had nothing to do with Wiseman. It had everything to do with the fact that LaMelo Ball went number 3. Behind James Wiseman, and LaMelo is in Charlotte, and I cannot imagine what that arena will look like in Charlotte when we actually can have a full arena full of fans, because what he is doing right now and his efficiency and his scoring and his shooting, it's pretty much above what anyone would have expected. He averaged 20 points and 6 assists per game for the month of February. I mean, last night he put up 30 points per game. You know, for all of the talking and all the chatting that Daddy Ball, LaVar Ball did, you know, two of his boys are balling out of control. Even Lonzo has improved as a shooter. Lonzo right now is one of the best three-point shooters in the league. His brother looks to be eventually, ultimately, one of the best point guards in the league if he's not there already. He's going to continue to get better. He's shooting at a high clip. I think he's shooting maybe 35, 36% from downtown right now. Like, LaMelo Ball is a problem. Charlotte, Michael Jordan got something right. How about that? Scott is calling from Toronto. Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who do you believe the future of the league is?
Hey, Jay, how are you, man?
Terrific. Go ahead.
I just want to, for 1 second, I just want to touch on, I loved your breakdown about the NFL quarterbacks, like, gone in 60 seconds. You broke down the whole NFL quarterback situation in 60 seconds or less. Gone in 60 seconds. That was awesome, man. And as for who now in the NBA, I'm going to say I'm a Toronto Raptor fan, obviously, but I'm going to say, like, back in middle school, Rover, Luca, please come over. I don't know if you know that game from school, but yeah.
No, unfortunately, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. What it is you y'all hold your arms and they try to break through your arms. You got a bunch of people and they try to run over and break through your arm. Arms held together. Yeah.
We would have been fighting. We would have just been fighting in school, Scott.
I get you, man. But yeah, I'm in Canada, so yeah, it's a little. But yeah, I understand for sure. But yeah, that's all. Luca for sure, man.
Why Luca? What are your thoughts? We see what he does on the court. What do you see?
Oh, I see he does everything on the court. That's the thing. He's a complete player. That's what I like. He's a complete player. Love everything about him. And Toronto needs a big. We need a big right now. So I would love Luka to come to Toronto. But he's not. That's probably not going to happen, but I would love it. Luka, he's amazing. I love Luka.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, I believe you'd be hard-pressed to have Mark Cuban let Luka Doncic just even sniff anywhere, any type of free agency, any opportunity that gets him out the door. We already hear the rumors about Kristaps Porzingis and the fact that the Mavs are just like, oh my God, we can't wait to get this guy out of here. And then it's refuted. And who knows? When you have a talent like Luka Doncic, we've seen this story play out. Mark Cuban, man, he kept Dirk Nowitzki there for a long time. The Mavericks are one of the organizations that players love playing in. It's a player's first organization. It is a first-class organization. The amenities, how the players are treated, is first class. And so Luka, yeah, I think he'd be hard-pressed to say, oh, yeah, I want out of here. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's there and will be there for a long time. And I think ultimately he will be competing for an NBA title. He's going to take his lumps. They have to put the right pieces around him. Hopefully that does not wear him out. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is Luka Doncic the future of the NBA, or is it Giannis Antetokounmpo? Is it someone else? The phone lines are open to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This is my last segment, y'all. I'm going to have to roll out. But before I do that, we got a bunch of callers on the line. Luka Doncic has been getting a whole lot of love here in the NBA. He's getting what I would call silly comparisons between himself and Larry Legend, Larry Bird. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's been lighting it up himself. Zion Williamson lighting it up. A young LaMelo Ball lighting it up. Joel Embiid looking like an MVP candidate. Who's the future of the league? Is it going to be a Luka Doncic? Is it a Giannis? Has Giannis hit his peak? Has he hit his apex? Or have we seen the best of what the hell he'll be? What do you think? That's what I'm getting your calls on before I got to go. 855-212-4CBS. Peter, he's calling from Alaska. Peter, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Luka is going to be the face? Do you think it's someone else?
JR, I just want to say thank you. I agree with a lot of the points that you've made tonight. But when I look at the future of the face of the NBA, and when I've been watching basketball for a long time, when I think of the great ones like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, when I think of these people, it's one thing to have skill, and it's one thing to put up a lot of points, but when I think of who's going to have the face of the NBA, who are those players that are going to be able to put in LeBron James? Who are those people who are going to be able to put the teams on their back, bring those teams together to win championships, and then be the face of the NBA? I like to get your input on that one.
Oh, I think I told you. I think it's Luka Doncic. Out of all the players that I just named, if you would ask me who has the best possibility of legitimately winning a ring, I would say Luka. We've seen Luka hit clutch shots. We've seen Luka dominate games by not even being the most athletic, but utilizing his mind. This is someone who just turned 22 years old and is averaging a damn near triple-double, 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. And I think the sky is the limit for him. He's already improved as a shooter since he's come into the league. There's nothing not to like about Luka's game. And this is the thing. And I'm sorry, Peter. This is the thing. When I'm in the league, a big part of what I'm looking for in any type of player, a team that's going to have postseason success, I want a killer. That's it. I want someone who can get a shot in crunch time. I want to see someone who can be efficient in crunch time. We got a lot of players. We got a lot of stars. We have a lot of all-stars. Even amongst the all-stars, there are only but a few players who, quite frankly, can just go and get it. Kevin Durant can just go and get it. James Harden can go and get it. LeBron James can go and get it. Luka Doncic can go and get it. Damian Lillard can go and get it. These are men who have a track record of it. And for Luka to even be in that category, what does that say? 22 years old? What is Luka going to be when he's 26, 27, 28, 29? An MVP is coming, I think, before then. Chris is calling from San Diego. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jannard. How's it going, man?
Terrific.
I'm going to say Devin Booker. Give some love to Devin Booker, man. He's put up pretty decent numbers this year. Last year was a little better, but he's carrying a small market franchise, pretty much, him and Chris Paul.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and it's not to take anything away from Devin Booker. I actually think Devin Booker, as we see when we get down to the All-Star game every year, he is someone who is underappreciated. He's going to get you 25, 26 flat. He's one of the best young scorers in the league. That goes without saying. He's still pretty damn young in his own regard. I don't think he's older than 25 years old. And so, yeah, that's not to take anything away from Devin Booker. But if I'm talking about a face of the league, no, I don't think Devin is there. Devin isn't even getting the love he deserves right now.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I do think that he's definitely improving, and I don't know. Watch out for the Suns in the playoffs. That's all I gotta say, man.
Okay, well, I don't think that's to deny anything. That doesn't necessarily, you know, fall in line with my question. Kevin is calling up from Jacksonville. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Luka as potentially, you know, kind of being the face of the league?
Hey, I think you're 100% right, man. Luka's a five, you know, if you use a baseball term, Luka's a 5-tool player, man. And, you know, probably with limited athleticism being his weak point. But, you know, a name I'm going to throw in the mix, I told your producer there, and it really just depends on if he decides that he wants to play offense. And that's Ben Simmons. Everybody sleep on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a 5-tool basketball player. He's 6'11". He can handle the rock. He has outstanding floor knowledge. He can take the ball to the hole really any time he wants to, and he just refuses to shoot. And I don't know if it's a mental block that they need to get some type of psychiatrist with him, But once he, if he decided that he really wanted to play offense, it's really nobody in the league that can stop him, you know. And I think, you know, he would be, especially if Philadelphia get out of the East and win. I know Embiid is the guy there, you know, because he's the personality. But like I say, Ben Simmons, to me, he's a 5-2 player. You know, and if he decides in his mind that he wants to play,
offense, I get it. So, Kevin, I think we all know that, and I think we all understand that. The part that I kind of have to chuckle at is when you say, you know, people have been sleeping on Ben Simmons, but then you point the finger at him and say, well, if he decides to do that, that ain't a matter of people sleeping on him. People can pretty much view, see, and understand what type of basketball player he could potentially max out to be, but he has to be the one to do it. That ain't nobody sleeping on him. That's him sleeping on himself.
I agree. And I guess I say that because over the last 2 weeks, if you've been watching him, I don't know what got into him. I don't know if Doc pulled him to the side and said, hey, look here. He decided that he wanted to play offense now. You know,
yeah,
so
well,
over the last 2 weeks.
I know.
We'll see how the playoff goes.
Yeah. Well, we certainly will. I know he actually he hit a jump shot the other day, too. So thank you, Kevin, for calling up from Jacksonville. Let's go out to Portland. Let's talk to Zane. Zane, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR? How's it going?
What's going on with you?
So, as kind of face of the league, I think he's kind of getting up there. I would say Nikola Jokic. I mean, just look at today. He had a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the guy can shoot. He can play in the post. That guy's a freak.
Yeah, no, he is. He is an example of what the NBA has become. And you are right. He did have a triple-double tonight. The Denver Nuggets knocked off the Milwaukee Bucks 128-97. What did Nikola Jokic do? 37 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. It's his ninth triple-double just of this year so far. And we are in a totally different world where you have a center like him commanding the offense. And not from the post, but being able to operate anywhere that he wants to. He is your modern day just NBA center. The ability to shoot, the ability to set up the offense, the ability to score up high, down low. The only thing that he's missing also is the athleticism. But he is an amazing basketball player. The Joker, he's a bad man. He certainly is. Zane, thank you for calling up from Portland.
All right, later, man.
No doubt. Joe from Alabama. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Joe, who's the face of the league? Who will it be?
It's going to be Zion Williamson, man. The number one pick last year, and social media was nonstop posting him for 2 years. His year at Duke and his first year in the NBA. And I think he's only 20. He's younger than Luka, so he's got more time to get that team around him a little better. And I think that he'll be able to move on as being the face of the NBA.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joe, for calling from Alabama. I think that is for certain, which makes it extremely peculiar to me when – and he teased it this week. I get it. He teased it. But we found out who's going to be participating in the dunk contest this upcoming Sunday. And I hate to tell you, ain't no Zion. There's no Zion. Okay? It is Obi Toppin who will be participating in the dunk contest. Cassius Stanley of the Indiana Pacers. And Anfernee Simons, who goes hard for the Portland Trailblazers. That's it. There ain't no Zion. There is no Ja Morant. I think we could have thrown the idea of LeBron James being in a dunk contest. We could have thrown that out the window. Damn it, it feels like 10, 15 years ago. And dunk contest, it's lost a lot of the zing. Dominique Wilkins is going to be a judge. Remember, the dunk contest takes place in Atlanta. Dominique Wilkins will be a judge. Spud Webb will be a judge. Jason Richardson, D. Brown, cover up your eyeballs. Josh Smith. They're all going to be judges. The judges in the dunk contest, I would say, and this is going to sound bad, I don't think anybody would dispute it, these judges are bigger names and bigger stars than the actual participants. Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Jason Richardson, D. Brown, Josh Smith. I would actually rather see if any of these men could still go out and dunk rather than see Obi Toppin, Anthony Simons, and Cassius Stanley. Anthony Edwards didn't want to participate in the dunk contest. Jaylen Brown didn't want to participate. Miles Bridges didn't want to participate. Zion didn't want to participate. And I get it. It's a COVID year. I really feel it. People, maybe they didn't want to just go to Atlanta and dunk at halftime and just get back on a plane. I understand 1,000,000%, but this isn't a new problem for the NBA. And we'll talk about this later on in the week as well as we get closer to the NBA All-Star game this upcoming Sunday. And as we pretty much go through a lot, there's so much more to talk about and discuss the rest of this week. I want to talk about the NFC West. We'll get a chance to really break down what team is the cream of the crop, if there is even one in the NFC West. We'll talk about the All-Star game. We'll talk about the dunk contest. Tomorrow also, Shaquille O'Neal, he said this current crop of NBA players, they're real sensitive. He called them pudding pops. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to each and every single one of you all for listening. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.